is back with us once again. So what you been? Hey, now listen, I saw you on the telly yesterday. Well, I didn't actually, but somebody told me you'd been on the telly.
Yeah. So, well, do you see the hair? You see the hair I'm working, this glamorous big babe hair thing happening?
Me and Lard are thinking of going for that.
Well, I'll tell you how I achieved such a thing. I was on the Richard and Judy show.
Oh, dear, were you?
This morning, yes. It's
this morning, yesterday morning.
Yeah. This morning, on yesterday morning. And hairdresser to the stars, Nikki Clark, was having a little bit of a tousle in my follicles, if you know what I mean.
Is that Nikki Clark male or Nikki Clark female? I'm not big on hairdressers.
It's Nikki Clark male, and all the supers use him, if you know what I mean.
Do they?
Super modules.
Oh, right. Well, like who? I mean, you know, Paul Daniels, all the big. Debbie McGee, do they?
Every one of the biggies, but I can tell you, it was just so astonishing to be on such a cult show as Richard and Judy.
Oh, is that cultish now?
Apparently it is cultish, and the thing is that they present just the perfect British couple, so in love. They might have the little spats on there, but I can tell you what, Mark, off air, that's when the feathers were flying.
Oh, really?
Yes, siree, bobcat tails.
Really? What?
Woo, Nelly, woo, doggy. Well, there was just a little bit of a problem. This is live television now. They only do a show 5 days a week for I don't know how many years. I don't know why they were getting their bustles and their hedgerows or whatever. But anyway, The thing was, apparently one of the guests was late and they had to change the running order. Did Judy ever pop a fuse?
This is
so unprofessional, she shouted out as she ripped out pages of her script. My jaw was on the floor. I couldn't get enough of this. Was I ever laughing? There were swear words. So there were the works. Richard throwing his hands up in the air, stalking off. Judy sitting by herself on the couch while all the cameramen ignored her. Just talking to herself. Of course, she's talking to the people up in the gallery, the producers and stuff who are off the set. And she's just saying, I don't understand what's going on. No one's telling me what's going on. Is anyone listening to me? It was great. It was classic television, except it didn't happen on television. And then as soon as you knew, it was counting down into live television. 5, 4, 3, 2. Hello. Back with Richard and Judy. Good morning.
Is this all true?
This is absolutely true.
All right, I thought I was there.
It was great. I loved it.
Well, I bet you'll be not asked back on again, will you? After blowing the gaff.
But the thing was, Mark, apparently Judy was making sour faces behind my back when I was only being charming and filled with gay witticism.
Oh, right.
Because at one stage, Richard was making some contentious remark about my grunge appearance that Nikki Clark was soon to change, and I took exception to that because I've never been grunge in my whole life. And then he did a humorous thing. He did a comedy microphone gesture where he held his balled-up fist to my face, pretending to hold a microphone. And he said, well, do you take exception to that word grunge? And I said, yes, Richard, and I also take exception to the fact that you're holding a fist up under my mouth. And apparently Judy made a face. And then he just said, oh, well, it's only in my microphone. Really hurt. And I said, well, that's what all the boys say to me.
Right, so there's a story. Richard, did you see Fred Talbot down there? He's a close personal friend of Lars. I don't know.
He was merely hopping from Pantomime Island to Pantomime Island. I never got close to him.
We go and do that weekends. You know, when we're off duty showbiz, we like put little glasses on and bad jumpers and go and leap about on that polystyrene thing in the Albert Dock at Liverpool and sort of live out our showbiz fantasies
but
that way.
It's good for your cardiovascular condition, I think, to do that.
Yeah, probably. Right, it has to be good for something, doesn't it?